You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Discover how the Holy Spirit empowers us to operate on signs and wonders in week two of Behind the Scene.
Today will be our second part of the series Behind the Scene. So pag sinabi lang Behind the Scene, when we apply it to the message today, makikita po natin it's none other than the person of the Holy Spirit. Say amen. Okay, let's all stand up and let's see the word of God. It's found in Acts chapter 5, verse 12 up to verse 16. Okay, are you ready? Now many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest there joined them, but the people held them in high esteem. And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they even carried out sick into the streets and laid them into the cots, and much that as Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. The people also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Okay, let's bow our heads and pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you today that as we celebrate your goodness and, Lord God, break the bread of life, your word, let your Holy Spirit speak to us in a mighty, powerful way. We exalt your name, Lord Jesus Christ. For this we all do pray in your name. Amen and amen and amen. When we talk about behind the scene is the person of the Holy Spirit. You know, we sang a beautiful song worshiping God, the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three in one. Yeah, amazing. But yet it is a mystery revealed to us. In Colossians, it says the mystery is revealed to us today. It's revealed to us today. And what's that mystery? It's Christ in us, our hope of glory. Am I right? Importante po yun. Kasi don't look for any other mystery, but first consider the first priority is the mystery revealed to us as the church, as believers in Christ. As that mystery is Christ in us, our hope of glory. Now, who Christ is to the apostles, the disciples, when he was here on earth 2,000 plus years ago, is the Holy Spirit today to us. I'll repeat that. Who Christ is when he was here on earth, in the bodily form, to the apostles and to the disciples, is the Holy Spirit to us today in us. Say, in us. Because the Holy Spirit is the one behind the scene. Behind the scene. Whatever we see, he's behind that. Whatever is in front of that, he's also in front of that. Whatever is on top of that, he's also on top of that. Whatever is in the bottom of that, that is not sin, he's also in the bottom of that. In other words, the Holy Spirit is God here with us today, the third person of the Trinity. We're talking about the Holy Spirit because he is the one empowering us in our lives. Siya po nagbibigay ng kalakasan, ng kapangyarihan sa buhay ng isang mananampalataya. Pag hindi ka nananampalataya kay Jesucristo bilang Panginoon mo at tagapagligtas, the Holy Spirit is not in you and the Holy Spirit is always there in the peripheral. Wala siya sa'yo, pero nandiyan siya sa kapaligiran. Bakit? Mamaya malalaman po natin kung bakit. Why? Because he is, the Holy Spirit, performs signs and wonders in order that he will lead people to Christ. And it validates the gospel that is being proclaimed. So the move and the works of the Holy Spirit will validate the gospel of Christ, which Jesus said, when I go to heaven and be with the Father, he says, he will send you the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will be teaching you all things, whatever I have taught you. Hindi po magtuturo ang Espiritu Santo sa atin nang hindi itinuro ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Okay? Maliwanag po yan. So don't be mystical about it. Sabihin mo, may revelation sa akin ng Diyos. At nanginginig ka pa. At sasabihin mo, bago ito. Wala sa Biblia ito. Oops, teka muna. Baka ibang klaseng revelation yan. Kailangan deliverance para sa iyo. Naintindihan po ba niyo yun? Because none other than the Word of God will validate whatever the Holy Spirit will teach us, will lead us to do in this life as we live it today. And it's the one who is the paraclete. He is the helper. The Holy Spirit is our helper. Sabi mo, tutulungan tayo. Huwag tayo maghanap tulong sa iba. Siya ang tutulong sa atin, ang ating banal na Espiritu Santo, na siyang ating tinatawag din sa panahon natin ngayon, na siyang ating tagapagtulong, or the comforter, the helper. Okay. Now, to recap last Sunday, Pastor Winston was talking about the Holy Spirit, no? Napakaganda ng message last Sunday, about the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit produces a changed life that prays and proclaims God, who God is. Di ba? Yun ang ginagawa ng Espiritu Santo. No? Ang kanyang kilos sa buhay natin ay mabago yung buhay natin. The greatest miracle, because I'll be talking about the miracle worker today, the greatest miracle that happened to us and that will happen to many people in the future or today that will be here or anywhere is a changed life. If, there's an if, the changed life is the greatest miracle of God if that person or those people will be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Yes? Opo, pag hindi sumusunod o hindi tagasunod ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo, wala pong susundan yun. Ang lahat po ng mapupuntahan ay kapahamakan. Pag wala po yung kauna-unahang sinasabi ng Panginoon, siya ay dumating upang magkaroon tayo ng isang buhay na masagana. Amen. Are you enjoying life today? Yes, we're enjoying life today. That's why in worship a while ago, it was really a beautiful song. Di ba? Binaawit natin. Awesome God. Powerful God. Why? Because the awesome, powerful God is now living in us through His Holy Spirit. Say amen. Amen. Excited po ako dyan. So when we talk about the Holy Spirit, sa panahon natin ngayon, makikita po natin ang bilis ng panahon. Di ba? Hindi sa takdang panahon. Ngayon. Ha? Ngayon, ang bilis talaga ng panahon, di ba? Kailan lang nanonood ako ng television, nung ako'y batang maliit pa, ang television po ay, ayan, kahon. Isang kahon na kahoy. Parang, hindi kasama dyan yung antena. May antena ang sungay. May ganun, sungay sa loob ng bahay, di ba? Tapos, labo. Pinagsatsagaan mo. Yeah? Nakikipanood lang po kami nun sa kapitbahay. Nakikidungaw. Pagka inaantok na yung kapitbahay, sasara na yung bintana. The end! Wala na, uwi na kami. Eh, tingnan naman natin yung telepono. Ano ba nangyari sa telepono natin? And, ay, meron akong ganyan dati, oh. Hallelujah, Motorola yan. Sino nagkaroon sa inyo yan? Sino nagkaroon? Motorola yan. Pagka tumirik yung kotse mo, pwede kang lumabas. Ikakalang mo sa gulong. Pwede siyang pangkalang sa gulong. Para hindi, hindi dumulas. Pangkalso, pangkalang. Pangkalang sa gulong. Ang laki niya, no? Pero dinadala mo yan. Ang laki. Yabang mo niya. Pagdala-dala mo yan. Iba, sinasabit pa dito. Ganyan kalaki. Sinasabit pa dito. Ano nga yun ang cellphone? Tinan mo nga cellphone. Ano? Alam natin kung ano yung cellphone. Lahat tayo meron yan, eh. Ito nakakatuwa. Yung kotse. Paano mga kotse itsura dati? Ano ba? Because of technology. Yan. Yan yung Ford T, no? T model yung Ford. Okay. Tapos, naging ganito. Ayan. Wow. Woo! Galing, oh. Santi Polo, ang dami niyan, eh. Makarurot doon sa sumulong. Kahit gabi kumisan. Oh, pero ito po yung darating. Sa darating, ha? This is the future. Look at that. What's that? That's a flying car. They said it will be in the market in the next, about, not a couple of years. Sabi nila, 2035. Yan, lilipad na tayo para wala na traffic. Yan. Eh bakit nga po ba ganun? Di ba? Kasi nga po, ang bilis kasi, sabi sa Bible, at the end time, sabi niya, knowledge will be increased. Ang increase po ay talagang tremendous, no? Eh makita lang po natin ngayon, ang daming yung binibentang mga produkto, at ako'y nagtitake din po niyan, sabi naman, hindi naman yung tinitake naman, supplements, no? Pero sometimes we think about it as a quick fix, di ba? Mabilis. Ito, sinasabi na, ito, kailangan, ito, lahat to, ginagamot dito. Basta na ininom mo itong klase ng gamot na ito, meron bang gamot dyan? Wala dyan. Yun. Pag nainom mo ito, naku, gagaling ganyan mo, gagaling ganyan mo, gagaling ganyan mo, gagaling ganyan. Ano hindi gagaling dyan? Yung bulsa. Kasi ang mahal. Ang mahal ng supplements. Ayaw niyo maniwala. Yan, oh. Oh. Eh, hindi naman sinasadya ito. Yan, oh. Eh, iniinom namin yan, oh. Ano ba sinasabi ito? Serpentina. Bakit yun ang pangalan? Parang serpent. Eh, ma, okay lang. Ayun po, no? It's not a quick fix, pero yung bang mabilis daw, mabilis. Lalakas ka. Kahit matanda ka na, lalakas ka. Bakit gusto ko pang lumakas? Eh, papunta naman ako sa langit. Pero hindi bale. Eh, meron ito. Di okay lang, di ba? Okay. Ano pa? Yung pampaputi. Ito, ang daming competition yan, di ba? Ito, gluta. Ito, ganyan. No, no, sandali lang, maputi ka na. Inumin mo lang, inumin. Hanggang sa maging invisible ka na. Yes. Ano ba ba? Ano ba nakakatuwa natin? Ano ba nakakatuwa pa? Yung mga sinasabi, slimming pills, di ba? Yan, kailangan ko na yan. Kasi hindi ko na kaso yung mga pantalong ko ngayon. Ayan, oh. Ano, yung slimming pills, slimming tonic, kung ano yung pinag-iinom natin na yan, no? Sabi ko nga, Lord, patawad. Kasi kumisan talaga, mas concerned pa tayo rin sa panlabas kaysa sa nasa loob. Sino ba nasa loob natin? Ang nasa loob natin, ang pinakamahalaga. Walang iba kundi ang Panginoon. Amen. The Holy Spirit inside us is the first and foremost and should be the first and foremost in our lives. All these things, lahat po nang nakita natin na yan, ay mawawala. They'll be good to last for time. Pagkatapos, pag lumabas na yung bago, oops, laos na yan. Ito may bago. Ito may bago na naman. Ito may bago na naman. Pero mayroong isa na hindi nagbabago. Ang Espiritu Santo nasa atin. Hindi siya nagbabago. Sabi po sa Bible, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if Jesus Christ is in my life, by the power of His Spirit in me, then He doesn't change. The unchanging God. Yet He is the God who is the unlimited God. Kumakain ba kayo unlimited rice? Makakain ka sa Max ng unlimited chicken? Ano, isang beses nandun ako, ba't ang daming tao? Eh, pauwi na. Galing kami sa Victory Group. Pauwi na, yung dami pa rin tao. Paso, nag-aabang yan ang limited chicken. Anong oras? Alas 7 yata, no? Yung limited chicken. Hanggang alas, I don't know, closing time yata. Ang daming tao. Unlimited. The Holy Spirit is unlimited in His power. Yet, He becomes stifled. Nasusupress ang Espiritu Santo sa atin pag hindi natin siya pinararangalan sa buhay natin. Importante po ito because behind the scene is God Himself represented by His Spirit. Okay. So makita po natin the Holy Spirit's presence and power enable us to preach the gospel anywhere, anytime, and any place. Yan, no? Kahit nasan tayo, kahit anong panahon, hindi po malalaos ang ebanghelyo ng ating Panginoon kasi ang Diyos natin ay hindi nagbabago. He still wants us to give the message of the gospel, not only to us. Kasi masarap tayo, sama-sama together, di ba? Masaya. Yeah? Nakakasayahan tayo sa Victory Group, masaya. Pero hindi po yun. Hindi po natatapos doon ang atin pong tawag ng Panginoon sa atin. We should be bearers of the good news of the gospel wherever we are, whenever it is needed, because it will always be needed. So when we see that there is the work of the Holy Spirit in our life, let me share these four important points to you about the work of the Holy Spirit in proclaiming the gospel of God. Okay, number one, makita po natin, He opens the hearts of people. Why is that? Because, unang-una po, in the pre-evangelization of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, sabi ko sa inyo kanina, pag wala sa iyo ang Panginoong Hesukristo, hindi mo siya tinanggap na Panginoon at tagapagligtas, wala po sa iyo ang Espiritu Santo. Sino nasa iyo? Ang Espiritu mo, siyempre. Pag wala kang Espiritu, dead ka na. Eh, nando doon kayo, di ba? Nandiyan kayo. May Espiritu ka, Espiritu mo. Okay. Tsaka, yung Espiritu ng kilala mo. Yeah? Alam mo na kung sino yun, di ba? Alam niyo ba? Hindi. Dapat. Nakilala niyo yun. Okay. Ngayon, wala na yun sa buhay ko. Ewan ko sa buhay niyo. Pero sa akin, pinalayas na ng Panginoon niyo. Kasi ako na dyan. Hindi ko ang boss dyan. Ako ang boss niyan. Yun, sabi ng Panginoon. So, He's inside me, the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is not inside you, that means to say, you don't have Him in you. Okay? But He is in the peripheral because He's working the pre-evangelization work of God in your life. Bakit? Pag may circumstances na nasusuong ka, naalala mo ang Diyos. Panginoon, o Diyos, paano ba ito? O kung minsan nga, ayaw mong banggitin pangalan. Yung nasa taas. Ano po ba ang gagawin ko? Sino ba kinakawang sa taas? Yung butiki? Ayaw mo sabihin. Hindi mo masabi, di ba? Yung nasa taas. Siya. Sino siya? Okay. Kasi nga, pag mananampalatayan tayo, we're believers, my friends, it's a beautiful name. When you say, Lord Jesus, di ba? At sasabihin mo ngayon, hindi ka pa believer, hindi ka pa mananampalataya, di ba? Suwail ka pa. Ano ba gagawin ko? Diyos, kung may Diyos, kung sino ka man, di ba? The Holy Spirit is there and looking for that opportunity and giving you that opportunity na, eh, paano nga po ang gagawin ko dito? Hindi ko na po kaya to eh. Oh, hindi ka naman Christian, di ba? So that God will create that scenario that you will be exposed now, your heart will be open and exposed now, looking for a answer to your problem. Di ba? Okay, hanapin nga ng solusyon sa problema mo. Saan ko mahanapan ito? Pare, may problema ako. Sige, anong problema mo? Huwag ka lang uutang. Ay, yun nga ang problema ko eh. Ah, okay. But anyway, when you do that, the Holy Spirit will gently. Because ang Diyos po hindi namimilit. The Holy Spirit will not force you. At sasabihin, pupunta ka na sa interno. Lapit na. Hindi po ganun ang Espiritu Santo. The Holy Spirit in a gentle voice will tell you, I want you to do this. Hindi ka Christian, ha? Nagsasalita ba ang Diyos? Yes! Eh bakit nga sabi ng Diyos kay Cornelio? Cornelio, I heard your prayers. I saw what you have done. But yet, you have to listen to this man called Peter to come to you and explain to you the gospel. That's my translation, ha? Pero ganun ang nangyari talaga, di ba? Mabait siya, religyoso siya, nagkakaloob siya, tumutulong siya sa mga kung kanino-kanino. E tapos, kulang. Anong kulang? Kailangan niya marinig ang ebanghelyo by Peter's preaching. Yeah? Tapos, nung narinig niya ang ebanghelyo, fuck! Yeah? Bukas na yung puso, tinanggap niya ang Panginoon. Pag tinanggap niya ang Panginoon, ano nangyari? Hindi, akin lang to. Akin lang to, pero kayo rin. Hindi. Yun din mga kasambahay niya, pamilya niya, lahat na nakatira sa kapaligiran ng bahay niya, nakakilala rin sa Panginoon. Why? Because they have seen that miracle. What's that miracle? The miracle of two persons that doesn't know their, wala silang relationship, the meeting together. Sino ba yan? Uy, ang ganda nung sinasabi niya, tao na yan, anong pangalan niya? Si Pedro yan. Apostol yan ni Kristo. Oh, ang ganda nung sinasabi, pakinggan natin. Di ba? Look at that. That's the mystery of the miracle of God. He changes life through the gospel and none other else. And the agent of that is the Holy Spirit, either in the peripheral or either in your life today. Okay? So makita natin napakahalaga po noon in salvation, in sanctification, in transformation, and again, in the ministry of the word. Kailangan po natin, we need the one who is working behind the scene so that he uses everything that sometimes we don't comprehend. Kung minsan po, pahanga-hanga, hindi ko po maunawaan ang kilos ng Diyos. Kung minsan sabi niya, Panginoon, nagkaganon? Paano nagkaganon yun? I don't question, but I only wonder. No, I'm amazed on how God has done things. Alam niyo, yung anak namin panganay, namatay po yun sa sinapupunan ng asawa ko. Namatay. Kasi nga, tatlong araw na eh. Walang tibok ang puso, walang nothing. No? Alam niyo yung kwento na yan sa buhay namin. Pagkatapos, sabi ng doktora namin, na malapit din sa amin, sabi sa akin, Ed, alisin na natin yun. Patay na yun eh. Kasi baka mamatay din asawa mo, malalaso na asawa mo. Delikado yun. Pero, sabi naman ng pastor ko, Ed, Amerikano kasi, Amerikano yung pastor namin nun. Ed, you stand in faith. I stand with you in faith. Let's believe God for a miracle. Yeah. So, sabi ko, yes, Pastor Paul, I'm believing God for a miracle. Let's pray, let's agree, and believe God for a miracle. No? On the third day, at the end of the third day, hapon yun eh, may bumisitang doktora sa kanya, kaibigan namin, si Doktora Alma. Inipuhi po ni Dr. Alma yung tiyan. Tapos, kala ko nagbibiro talaga eh. Masamang biro to. Sabi ko kasi sabi, uy, gumalaw! Uy, gumagalaw! Doktora, huwag ka naman magbiro ah. You see, I have faith and agreed to for a miracle, but yet I'm doubting, di ba? Nakita niyo yun? That's people. We doubt. Kahit na may milagro na nangyayari. Eh tapos sabi niya, oh, nurse, tawagin mo sila, no? Dalpadala mo dito yung mga ano. So, nilagyan siya ng mga instrumento dyan, kung ano ang instrumento. Uy, buhay, mayroong heartbeat, mayroong ganito. So, yeah. So, okay. Lo and behold, a miracle happened in my in front of our eyes, and I said, Lord, how amazing. Pero Christian na kami po nito, bago-bago kami Kristiyano. Lord, how amazing. This miracle happened. So that's a testimony that I will tell you that God is in control. The Holy Spirit hears our prayers. The Holy Spirit honors our prayer. When my pastor said, let's agree in prayer. My pastor is not mas malakas sa Diyos kaysa sa akin. The pastor's connection to God and me as a believer are the same. Yes. Kaya po sa atin, sinasabi natin yan. Huwag kayong magtiwala sa amin. Nasabi nyo, ay, si pastor, malakas siya. Ay, si Doc Wilson, mas malakas yun. Hindi, si Pastor Mark, senior pastor yun. Yun ay mas malakas. Hindi po. Pare-pareho tayo rito. My connection to God is the same connection that you have because you are a believer in Christ and the Holy Spirit is in you. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Yes. So that when we pray and you ask prayer, I also ask prayer. Seldom I ask Pastor Winston, but I ask Pastor Luther. I ask Bishop Joby Galarraga, my mentor and pastor before, for prayers. Why? Because I say, you agree with me in this prayer. You agree with me in this situation, Pastor. I have this situation. A prayer in agreement. Not because mas malakas sila, mas mataas sila, mas matanda sila sa akin. No. That doesn't matter. As long as there are believers in Christ, binded by the faith together and believing that the Holy Spirit will do the miracle for them, God Himself will show up strong in that situation, then it's okay. The answer will be yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Yes. Yeah? So pag lumalapit kayo for prayer, hindi namin kayo tinatanggihan. Why? Kasi sinasabi naman namin, let's agree in prayer. We are not malakas sa God. Lahat tayo malakas kay God. Anak tayo ng Diyos eh. Di ba? So yun, maliwanag po yan sa victory, no? So kung minsan sasabihin natin, bakit yung mga pastor dyan? Parang suplado, parang hirap lapitang manalangin. Hindi po, lumapit kayo dito. We'll agree with you in prayer. Pero ang ayaw lang po namin, ako ang ayaw ko lang po, yung pabalik-balik na sa akin, Pastor, mag-pray mo naman ako. O ano na naman? Agree tayo. Mag-agree tayo na hindi ka nang paghihingi ng prayer uli sa akin. Ikaw mismo magpe-pray. Yeah. No. Hindi naman. I'm a little bit disappointed pag meron pong gano'ng situation. No? Ano ba ito? Eh, dinidisciple ko na hindi pa naintindihan na eh, pareho naman yung lakas namin sa Panginoon. Pareho naman yung hina namin kung may hinang tatawagin. Di ba? The same connection we have because we are both children of God. Secondly, pangalawa pa lang ako. Okay, sige, tuloy natin. He empowers us to be bold in preaching the gospel. Ito po, ang isang hindrance po sa mga mananampalataya, sa mga tawag natin disciples, ayaw nilang mag-share ng gospel. Sa amin lang to. Peter was like that. He was sharing to his own. Yung sa kanya lang. To the Jews only. Kaya na sinasabi sa kanya ni God, no, you have to preach the gospel to this man, Cornelius. Hindi naman Hudyo yan eh. Diba? Sa kwento, ganun po nangyari. Yeah? But again, when we open our eyes and say, Holy Spirit, I want to be used of you. God, I want to be used of you. Then, that is the call of God that He will use us, every one of us, to preach the gospel with boldness. Paano ba yung sinasabi natin boldness? It is in Acts chapter 4, verse 10 to 12. Okay, mabilis lang. Let it be known to all people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified when God raised him from the dead, by this man is standing before you well. Okay. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builder which has become the cornerstone. 12. And there is salvation in no one else, sabi ron. For there is no other name under heaven given among men which men must be saved. Okay, bakit pa ganito? Ito po, sinasabi nga po dito ng sumulat ng aklat ng mga gawa, no? Peter was saying here, ang accounts po ng Acts, na ang unang sinasabi niya, the gospel, no? That this Jesus that you crucified is the Lord. Why? Because He died, then He was dead, and he was crucified on the cross, died, and then He was resurrected from the grave. That is the gospel in a nutshell. Huh? Yun po yung ebanghelyo. Huwag na tayo maghanap kung saan pa. Yun po yung ebanghelyo. Si Kristo ay dumating, namatay para sa ating kasalanan. Siya inilibing, patay siya, pero nabuhay siya maguli. At ngayon ay buhay siya magpakailanman. Kompleto na po yung rekado ng ebanghelyo. Peter said the gospel, o preach the gospel, ang sabi pa niya ron, wala pong kaligtasan sa kanino man, kundi sa pamamagitan lamang ng pangalan, ng isang pangalan, walang iba kundi ang pangalan ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Palakpakan po natin siya. Okay. So the gospel will be boldly shared by what? Every one of us, because the presence of the Holy Spirit is the one that is the catalyst, no? Siya yung catalyst po ng power overflow. Alam niyo ba? O ang isang baso po ay puno, ha? Puno. Sabi natin, anong sasabihin natin sa baso? Ang baso ay puno. Yeah? Tama? Puno. Pero kung ang baso ay pinuno para umapaw, sinasabi natin ang baso ay punong-puno at umaapaw. Di ba? Now, yun po yung sinasabi rin, the Holy Spirit fills us overflowing because the catalyst of the Holy Spirit is inside us. Ito, ganito halimbawa, di ba? Kasi po, pag pupunuin mo ang isang pitsi, o ng isang baso ng tubig, kailangan mo ng gripo o kailangan mo ng pitsi, tama? Para bubuhusan mo siyang tubig, para mapuno. Okay. So, mangyari, oh, puno na! Oh, tama na! Umapaw na! Di ba? Oh, titigil mo na. Pero ang sinasabi po dito ng Panginoon, His presence springs up like a well. So, hindi po binubuhos nang gagaling sa loob. Bakit galing sa loob? Nandiyan na kasi siya. Nandiyan na kasi siya. Di ba? Nandiyan na siya sa buhay natin eh. He springs up and fills you up until you overflow. Why overflow? Because He wants now to use you so that you will be a blessing to others. Yes? But it's not anything, that it's not anyone who is, you know, hindi po tao, hindi mo sino yung nagsasali ng kapangyarihan o ng tubig sa inyo, kundi ang Panginoon na nando doon in the person of the Holy Spirit that is welling up like a well and springing up until He fills you up. Pero that will only happen if you desire to be filled to the full, to the brim, to overflow, if you desire it in your life. Why? Paano? Pag hindi mo dinesire. Eh, pagka yung papetik-petik na Kristiyano ka, you don't desire. Yes? You don't desire. Pag yung simbaba ko ngayon, mulan eh, mamu na lang, tulog na lang ako. Oh, sige. You don't desire. Pagka yung sinabi mo, magbantungan naman tayo. Eh, galing na ako sa ibang church eh, alam ko na yan. You don't desire. Pag sinabi mo, victory group tayo, sama ka. Sino ka ba? Eh, kung pastor ka, sasama ako sa'yo. Dito ka lang. Bahala ka. Di ba? You don't desire. Look what I'm saying. Practical application sa buhay natin. When you don't cooperate with the Holy Spirit, when you don't pray to God for the overflow of the Spirit, it will not come. Yes? Bakit po ang maalagad ay talagang bubbly, talagang makita natin talagang umuusok sila sa kapangyarihan? Because they prayed. Sabi nila sa kabila ng persecution, Lord, nakikita mo po itong pag-uusig sa amin, pinapatay iba sa amin, ginugulpi kami binibilanggo. Nakikita mo yan, Panginoon, pero O Diyos, ilapat mo yung kamay na nagpapagaling, ilapat mo yung kamay na nagbibigay ng himala upang makita nila kung sino ka. Di ba? So, did God honor that? Yes! He created miracles, the walking of the lame, di ba? Wala lang pag-asa yun eh. Di ba? Puro pangkain na lang. Bigyan mo akong pangkain. Pedro, Juan, eto ako. Bigyan mo akong pangkain. Pangkain na lang eh. Pero sabi ni Pedro, Peter and John said, silver and gold we have none, but that we have, we'll give to you. Pero nakatingin siya, eye to eye. Tapos sinawakan niya kamay. Liga rito kali. Ayaw mo naman eh. Gusto mong pinababa mo pa ako eh. Baba, upo ka. Upo ka. Yan. Look at me and die. Sabi ni Peter, hinawakan ko eh. Oh, hinawakan. Rise up and walk! Di ba? What did happen there? There is an impartation of obeying God. Ha? Eh, kahit ayaw sumunod, no, hinatak eh. Pagtayo niya, tumibay. Lumakas. Oh, hallelujah. Di ba? You see, that's a miracle. Why? Because there is a purpose for that miracle. And that is that Peter and John were preaching in that portico. Nag-preach sila po sa synagogue. Sa labas niyan, may portico. Parang porch. Yan, public yan eh. Kahit sino dumarating dyan eh. Lahat ng tao nakakita doon. Come on! Pakinggan ko nga itong dalawa na to. Ano mga sinasabi nila? Then it became a powerful message of the gospel to those that have not yet heard the gospel and have not yet accepted Jesus Christ in their lives. that will happen. Because thirdly, He empowers us to be a channel of the miracle. We are not the miracle worker. God is. The Holy Spirit is. Jesus is. God Himself is. We are just channel of the miracle. But if the channel is blocked, no use. Di ba? Makita mo yung kanal. Di ba? Yung MMDA, pa naglilinis po yan, bago magtagulan, oh, siguro magtagulan din. Inawalis na nila. Babara, babara. Linisin mo yan. Di ba? Eh, pero, pag hindi naman tagulan, hindi naman tag, ano, ay hindi naman linis. Ganon din ibang Kristiyano. O may kailangan na lang, Lord, patawad. Andito ka pa ba, Lord? Di ba? Ganon. Saka lang bubuksan yung channel. Yeah? You know what I mean? Kita niyo ba yun? Kailangan mo parating malinis yung channel. Be a channel of that miracle. Kasi gustong gumawa ng himala ng Panginoon sa buhay niyo upang magawa rin niyang himala sa iba. Pero hindi niya magagawa yun nang hindi kayo nagko-cooperate sa Kanya. Okay? But He empowers us to be a channel of His miracle. And lastly, He empowers us, the Holy Spirit, and causes the growth of the individual believer and the church as well. Alam niyo po, bakit nagiging produktibo at malago ang isang Kristiyano? Kasi nagpapagamit siya sa Panginoon. He cooperates with the Holy Spirit. Makakita ka ng isang Kristiyano paupo-upo, patinga-tingala lang, tapos eh, okay, pag may time, sige, wala po. Anong mangyayari po doon? No? Walang paglago. At wala rin paglago yung iglesia. I'm not bragging, but why is Victory Our Church growing, expanding, being blessed by God? Hindi po pagmamayabang yan. It is because of God Himself working in us by His Holy Spirit and working through us so that He will be, we will be His hands, we'll be His feet, we'll be His ears, we'll be His voice. So that we say, Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit, for opening doors for us. The gospel is preached. People came to know you. They are saved by grace through faith in one name alone. It's the name above all name. His name is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Main point. The power of the Holy Spirit brings growth to the church. Is God here? Is God in you? Don't forget that. That's the most important part, that you are convinced, because in faith, you are convinced that God is with me. So that you cannot say to God, God, leave me first. Panginoon, Holy Spirit, lumabas ka muna. At ako'y sandaling magmawalang hiya. You cannot say that. Yeah? Pagbasok mo sa church, Holy Spirit, nandito na ako. Hanapin na ako sa pinto ng victory. Pasok ka na uli. You cannot say that. Pero maraming taong ganun. Alam niyo ha? Nagkukurus pa. Pero paglabas, nasa loob pa lang nung pinagkurusan niya, niisip na, saan kaya ako makakapangurakot? Sino kaya mao? Di ba? Paglalo na, pagka nagsesermon na yung pare, lalabas magyoyosi. Tagal naman yung sermon ito. Maganda pa naman yung palabas. Aldab pa naman, no? Come on. Without the Holy Spirit, our cooperation with the Holy Spirit, The miracles won't happen. Because you are a miracle, my friend. Ang buhay natin ay himala ng Diyos. Isang buhay na pawala, isang buhay na lusak, patungo ron sa kapahamakan, hinango niya sa putik, at binigyan niya ng bagong buhay na tinatawag niyang anak na patungo sa kanyang walang hanggan kasama ang Diyos. Tanong, sino sa inyo ang pupunta sa langit? Taas ang kamay. Sige po, honestly, baba. Sino sa inyo ang hindi sigurado? Taas ang kamay. Taas ang kamay. Kahiya, walang kahiyan dito eh. Mahiya ka ba sa Diyos? Yeah? Siya nga, hindi nahiya para sa atin eh. Meron ba? Sigurado kayo ha? Alam niyo po, yun ang kagandahan po ng Ebanghelyo. God is a respecter of person, yet hindi siya mamimilit. Pag ayaw mo, ayaw mo pa. Di ba? Let the Holy Spirit work in your life. But today, I say, huwag mong palampasin ang oras na ito. Kasi po, nasanay kayo. Yumuko tayo. At taas yung, ba't mo ba yuyukuin? Sige nga, tingnan ko sino matapang. Wala po si Jesus sa buhay ko. Taas ang kamay. Hindi ako magtataas. Nasa akin siya. Pero gusto ko lang sabihin siya, taas ang kamay. Sino matapang? Ah, duwag tayong lahat. Kasi si, ang Diyos ang matapang sa atin na yun. Nandiyan na siya. Yeah? Okay lang? Antindihan niyo ba? Acts 5.32. And we are what? Basahin nga lang sabay-sabay. And we are witnesses to these things so that the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who what? Obey Him. Apply this in your life. Obey Him. Obey the Holy Spirit and you will see miracles and miracles upon miracles unfolding in front of your eyes.